Good morning. Welcome to the Trekking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be with you today. Today, I want to read from God's Word out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Lord, I pray your blessings on your word today, that these broadcasts that come forth will encourage the hearts of the people, and that God, you'll help us to know that we are to be comforted in these days that we now live in. Thank you in Jesus' name for your word and for the price that you paid on Calvary that our sins could be forgiven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, today I want to talk about two kinds of preppers. I don't know if you've been listening to your TV broadcasts about doomsday preppers, and that's what I want to talk about today. Doomsday preppers or kingdom preppers. That's the title of the next messages that I'm going to be talking about in the upcoming weeks. You know, I am seeing a fear of uncertainty in people like never before. And the remedy of that fear for the world has produced what we call doomsday preppers. They are people prepping or preparing to be able to sustain and to lead themselves during a nuclear attack, earthquake, collapse of governments, etc., etc., etc. Doom means disastrous destiny. They are preparing for a disastrous destiny. Then we have a people that I call kingdom preppers. They are people who are not fearful, but they are the faithful. They're prepping or preparing for a victorious destiny, knowing that no matter what they are faced with, their survival has already been secured by their faith in God. How can we survive famine, attacks, and unjust treatment? Let us look at one of the greatest survivors, Joseph. And we read of him from the only true survival manual, God's Word, the Bible. Proverbs 29:18 reads, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Joseph had a vision, and in Genesis chapter 37, we are told of the young lad Joseph's vision. His vision was of him being a great ruler, so great that even his own family would have to bow to his God-given vision. Notice that it's most likely that the ones closest to you will try to erase your vision because your vision will reveal their pride and their sin. The same reason the world hates the gospel of Jesus. It reveals their sin and exposes their foolish pride and dependence in a worldly system and an ungodly system. Joseph, because of his brother's hatred toward his vision, sought to destroy him. And because of their evil scheme, Joseph's life was never to be the same. Joseph was 17 years old when his brother sold him for 20 pieces of silver, and he spent 13 years in bondage. He was placed in a pit. He was sold as a slave, put into a prison unjustly. Not only did he survive the evil planned against him, but he prospered wherever he was placed. As stated in Genesis 39:2, he was a prosperous man. He survived because he never lost his vision from God, and because he looked up to his redemption, his God. That same remedy will work for our survival in the last days that we now live in. Today, I want to encourage you, don't lose your vision of Jesus. Don't lose your vision of God's Word, because in it, it has our survival. In these next coming weeks, I'm going to give you steps and I'm going to give you plans to be a survivor. So don't miss my broadcast. It will encourage your heart. But today, if you don't have that blessed hope and the joy of knowing that Jesus is coming back for His own, I ask you today to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Ask Him to come into your heart. Pray this sinner's prayer. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Today I receive Jesus as my Savior. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.